Welcome to another edition of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. This week, Phil and Don, the Everly Brothers.
I wonder if I hear as much as I did before. Last night I cried myself to sleep for the one that makes me weep. I dried my eyes to greet the dead and wondered why.
Heard, I wonder if I care as much. Don was born Isaac Donald Everly on the 1st of February 1937 in Brownie, Kentucky. Phil was born Philip Everly, 19th of January 1939 in Chicago, Illinois. Unfortunately, we lost Phil on the 3rd of January in 2004. We recently interviewed James Calvin Johnson of Gypsy. He said to me, boy, I'd sure like to talk to Don Everly one last time. So Don, if you ever tune into this, give James Calvin Johnson of Gypsy and the Underbeats a call. He'd love to talk to you. Coming up now, the number 10 hit from September of 1958, The Flip Side to Bird Dog, Devoted to You, followed by Problems, the number 2 hit in October of 1958.
Sun dries up the sea. Until then, I'll always be devoted to you. I'll be yours through endless time. I'll adore your charm sublime. Guess by now you know that I'm
Phil and Don spent most of their childhood in Shenandoah, Iowa. They went to high school there. But they also lived in Waterloo, Iowa, and went to Longfellow Elementary School. This next song I discovered by Tommy Boyce. He did it on his 1982 album. This is So Sad to Watch Good Love Go Bad, a number 7 hit in October of 1960, followed by one of my all-time favorite songs, by the fabulous Little Richard, was a number 20 hit in October of 1960, Lucille.
We used to have good times together, but now I feel them slip away.
side. Ask her friends about her. All her lipotype Lucille. Please come back where you belong. I've been good to you, baby. Please don't leave me
That was Love Hurts from October of 1960. That's been my experience anyway. Love does hurt. Oddly enough, folks, that was not a single. Therefore, it was not a hit on the charts. But it was redone by Nazareth from Scotland. That was from the LP, A Date with the Everlys. My copy, which I am holding now, belonged to my mother, and it's signed by both Phil and Don. Their father, Ike, had a live radio show on KMA and KFNF in Shenandoah, Iowa. And the brothers sang on his show as young boys. Coming up now, Long Lost John from January of 1962 from the album Instant Party, followed by the number 6 hit from March of 1962, Crying in the Rain. One of my favorite songs.
Said, get away from here, John, for take my broom and hurry you on. He's long gone. Where did he go? He boogied his way to Mexico. Mm-hmm.
Johnson won't be around. He's long gone. Where did he go? He boogied his way to Mexico.
My mom worked in the record department at Kresge's department store in Sioux City in the 60s. I myself have been selling records since 1985 when I started with Record Shop. I've seen the Everly Brothers twice. August of 1992 at the Iowa State Fair, which they broadcast that show on PBS. I have it on video. Very cool. The second time I saw him was at the Civic Center in Des Moines, Iowa on the 6th of July, 1995. I got to meet him after the show, like I mentioned. You can listen to back episodes of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello vinyl and CD radio show on www.mrzeros.com. Just click the podcast link. The show is also sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113. Next to Music Go Round, they sell compact discs, vinyl records, cassette tapes, vintage video games, toys still in the package from decades ago, and movies too. Coming up now from 1965, The Price of Love.
Yeah.
The Everly Brothers had a TV show the summer of 1970 on ABC. The duo ended in July of 1973 in California when Phil smashed his guitar on stage and walked off, leaving Don to do the rest of the show by himself. The two did not get back together until September of 1983, when they reunited at the Royal Albert Hall in the UK and did a live concert, which was recorded and put out on an album. We're going to hear one of those songs right now, Temptation Live, which originally was a number 27 hit in June of 1961, but this version comes from the live reunion concert in 1983, followed by the number 50 hit from August of 1984, the reunion album, written by Paul McCartney, On the Wings of a Nightingale. If you don't know, Paul paid tribute to them in the song Let 'Em In in 1975. Been listening to the Everly Brothers on Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show.